Hello, I'm joined today by Dr. Mandy Tolson and Dr. Jimmy Tickle, both of whom work within the Emergency Programs Division of the North Carolina Department of Agriculture. With hurricane season quickly approaching, Dr. Tolson and Dr. Tickle are here to share some tips with us on what we can all do to keep our pets safe in these storms. Dr. Tolson, forecasters are predicting that the 2013 hurricane season is going to be a busy one. What is the most important thing that pet owners can do to protect their pets prior to a storm?
You know, the very most important thing that they can do is to plan ahead. By planning ahead, you already know what you're going to do. You know where your pets are going to go. And you've got to think about how you're going to evacuate and where you and your pets would go during a storm. Hopefully you would stay together. The best thing to do is go to a family member's house, go to a friend's house, or a pet-friendly hotel. You and your pet are going to be more comfortable staying someplace there. If it's safe to stay in your home, you can also stay in your home. And either way, having a disaster kit ready and having it accessible to take with you, or if you need to stay home or can stay home, having everything you need there in your disaster kit will make it so that the event will be a lot easier on you and your pet. Then you've got to think about how you accommodate any medical conditions for you and your pet. Having emergency contacts close at hand, your veterinarian obviously is somebody that you'll want to have their information available, your local emergency management having their information available so that you can check up on updates, what's going on outside of where you're being sheltered, whether it's your home or someplace else. And then having the information for places where if you have to evacuate your home and your pet can't go with you, having the information for boarding facilities, whether that's at your veterinarian's or elsewhere, having that nearby and knowing what their status is really important as well. One really important thing is just having a really great relationship with your veterinarian. It's another thing that's important to talk about with your veterinarian when you're doing wellness visits. You know, just what would be important for you and your pet if you have special needs, or just even for a healthy pet, what's best for them in the situation. And then having proper identification for your pet is vital in case you guys get separated. And so if you want to think about getting your pet microchipped ahead of time, that's always wonderful.
And as you mentioned, many organizations suggest putting together a pet survival or pet disaster kit. What would you suggest putting in such a kit?
So everything that you and your pet will need for at least 7 days is the general thing that I tell everybody. And you've got to remember, too, that what you and your pet need for 7 days may be different than what somebody else would need for 7 days. Make sure that you have food and even water, because the water supply may not be safe. Medication, medical records, and having your rabies certificate and not just the tag is really important. A lot of shelters, if you do have to evacuate, and even boarding facilities and pet-friendly hotels, they'll require this, and they are looking for the paper certificate, not just the tag. Having a kennel for each pet that's going with you that's big enough for them to actually stay in if they have to. Having a leash for each dog, the collars with current tags with contact information and that sort of thing. A picture of you and your pet together is always great to have in case you get separated later. And then comfort items are really important for you and your pet. They're going to be calmer if they feel like they are close to home, if they have similar, you know, smells that they're used to, and just the items that make them feel comfortable at home is really important when they're away too, whether this is a special toy or a blanket or their bed. And like I said, just remembering that each person and pet has different needs. And so think about it ahead of time while you're preparing, and prepare for your pets and your whole family.
What should pet owners do in the event of an evacuation?
There's a number of things that pet owners can do to help their evacuation process. One would be to follow directions. And I know it sounds simple, but in an evacuation and during a disaster, especially the initial phases of that disaster, the information will be broadcast. It'll be put out in a number of different ways such that pet owners can make sure they have the most up-to-date information as to what their options are. Things change during disasters, so they need to be aware that plan A may not work and they may have to resort to plan B and plan C. So in your planning process for what you'll do for you and your pet, have that in mind. So you're going to listen to weather reports, you're going to listen to any broadcasts that give you information of what the storm's about to do and then what your action should be. If you do not hear information that gives you direction as to what you should do, then have, like Dr. Tolson said, those numbers, the evacuation destinations that you would use in your plan, have those numbers available. Make those calls. Make sure that the places that you would like to go to are actually in play and are truly an option for you to evacuate to. And then as you evacuate, have a checklist and make sure you don't forget the things, your survival kit, your the things that your pet kit that you would take along, and then those necessities that would keep you and your animals in good state. And then as you evacuate, one other thing to keep in mind is don't wait too late. There's situations that can occur, and if winds get into the 40-mile-an-hour, 45-mile-an-hour range, then you'll find that even first responders such as ambulances and fire and law enforcement, they get off the roads. So don't expect to try to travel through heavy rain and flooding, high wind. So go ahead and get to your place that you're going to evacuate to, get settled, and start to try to let everyone, including especially their children or your pets, wind down and be comfortable as the storm approaches.
And what should pet owners be thinking about during the storm?
The main thing is during the storm, you want to be undercover. You want to take whatever precautions that are recommended at your evacuation site to keep yourself safe and not go out in the storm for anything.
Many pets get very anxious when weather is severe, and many of them have a serious aversion to thunder and loud noises. What should pet owners do to help pets stay calm before and during bad weather?
The first thing that I think is the most important for pets that can go inside, obviously horses and that sort of thing you wouldn't take inside during a storm, but, you know, we think about storm phobias being mostly with dogs, and take your pet inside at the first sign of any storm. They just always feel safer with you. Talk to your veterinarian about what's best for your pet during a storm where you've got a lot going on, like a hurricane and that sort of thing. You know, once you've established your plan, your pet's going to feel more comfortable by doing what they normally do during a storm. And then I had mentioned comfort items before. Having those available, you know, it makes us feel better. It makes the pets feel better. And just planning ahead, especially if you do have to evacuate. And so you're going to be more comfortable if you've already set that up and you know that you're going to be staying with family, friends, or someplace where your pet can be with you and be in the most normal kind of environment possible.
After the storm has passed, what dangers do pet owners need to be aware of?
You know, every storm presents its own hazards. When you're looking at a big storm like a hurricane or a tornado, you know, you may have downed power lines. You may have contaminated water. You might be looking at debris everywhere, such as broken glass. And you might even have displaced and confused wildlife. So keeping your pet indoors with you or when it's outside with you, leashed, is really important until you can assess that if the area is safe. And
if a pet goes missing during a hurricane, what should the owner do?
There are places and things that you can do, places you can contact on a normal day. And those are your animal control. You can also contact, if your pet becomes missing, your veterinary clinics and animal shelters. And that's on a normal day. The thing that happens in disaster is that everyone becomes very busy. And so we have to keep that in mind. But they are still the best places to go to try to find a displaced pet. Now, there will be operations ongoing in an affected area during an event such as a hurricane. That will try to, we call it search and rescue. It's similar with people. It's with humans. We try to go out and find anyone that's in need of help, and then we assist them. Well, a displaced animal would be one of those as well. So animal control and others will be trying to find displaced pets and then put them in a place that you can then go and claim your pet. Those will likely be shelters that will be run by animal control, and those will be organized and pretty much coordinated from your emergency management operations, which again is located in your county emergency operations center.
And is there anything else that pet owners should know?
There's also a lot of great information out there for pet owners, and you can go to a number of different websites. There are websites on the American Veterinary Medical Association's websites. You can go to Be Prepared, North Carolina Be Prepared, and there's a lot of great storm information there as to what to do for pets. It's North Carolina related. So you can even go on our Department of Agriculture's website and go into our emergency program section and find information there. So a lot of fantastic information on the web, but also you need local information. So talk to the neighbors and those that take care of your pets during disasters, animal control, veterinarians, and emergency managers, great place to go. If you have livestock, then you would go to your extension agent in your county.
For more information about keeping your pet safe in a storm, please visit www.ncbma.org.